Okay, in this week's parsha, we are introduced to the mitzvah that we know as Birkas HaMazon, as benching. The pasuk says, "V'chalta v'savata v'irachta s'Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz hatovah asher nasad lach," that you'll eat and you'll be satiated and you'll make a bracha, you'll bless God. And from here we learn that there's a biblical mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon of benching. When the Gemara and Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis derives that on a biblical level, one is only obligated in benching if one has kidei sviya, if one is satiated. But midrabanan, we said they are obligated even if you have a kizayis, even if you have a minimal amount of food. So rabbinically, you have to say birkas hamazon, you have to bench. The question I want to deal with briefly is on a biblical level. Right? Chazal are assuming that most people aren't full when they have a kizayis. Right? Assume a kizayis is actually the size of an olive. Right, so you're usually not full. So Chazal say, okay, fine. So normally you're not full when you have a kizayis. Rabbinically you have to bench. But if you eat more, and then you're full, so then you have to bench even a biblical level. But let's say someone has a really, really small appetite. And he's actually totally full with less than a kizayis. Right? With less than a kizayis, then what's the halacha? And this is the question the post can deal with. When we say, v'chalta v'savata, and we say that biblically you're obligated to bench only when you're full, so what does that mean? Does that mean that we've replaced the normal halachos and there really isn't any need of formal halachic achila, which is what we would call kizayis v'chadei achilas pras, the amount of an olive within, whatever it is, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it is. We've replaced it, and all you need is satiation, which normally means more than a kizayis, but sometimes means less. Or do we say you need both? Achila and svia, you need to eat and be satiated, and therefore you need all the normal formalities of eating a kizayis within the requisite number of minutes, plus you need to be full. And this is a four-way machlokas achronim. It starts in a Magen Avraham and Simen Reish Yud, citing from the Olas Tamid, citing from the Knesset Agdola. Why he goes like that? Fine, the Knesset Agdola, seemingly the one in Hagos Tur and Reish Dalet, says that in fact for Birkas Hamazon you do not need kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. You don't need to eat the amount of an olive in the requisite amount of time as normal achila. Seemingly, because when we say that benching on a biblical level is about being satiated, we mean it's not about eating. It's not about formal eating. All it is about satiation. The Chassam Sofer is even clearer. If you look in the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Mem Tes, you look in the Tshuva Sadpanu Ma'iros, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Chav Zayin, he says that all you need is sviya, even if you have half a kizayis, but you're full, you're sick, I don't know what the case is. So then on a biblical level, you have to bench, because when we say visavata, that the condition that must be met for benching is svia, is satiation, we mean satiation to the exclusion of a formal act of eating. So you have half the size of an olive, you're full, you are now biblically obligated, to bench. Now this is rejected by the Magen Avraham there, but it's not clear exactly what his rejection is. And here again, the Achronim divide. The Prima Gadim, there in the Yishal Avram, Sif Aleph, says that we reject this extreme position, which says you don't need even an achila of kizayis, but we do think you don't need achila b'chdei achilas pras. So he says, look, if you have a kizayis, you can have it over 20 minutes. You need achila, but we'll stretch it. So as long as you eat, over as long as it takes you, and you're satiated, so you're obligated to bench. So he thinks you do need to eat the minimum amount, but he says since the important issue here is satiation, not formal eating, we get rid of the requirement of eating it b'chdei l'chilas pras, of eating it within the normal amount of time. On a rabbinic level, he says if you're only eating a kizayis and you're not full, so then you would need to eat it b'chdei l'chilas pras. Because on the rabbinic level, we're talking about a formal achila, because it's not about being full, it's about eating. The Panim Eros rejects this as well, but anyways, that's the position of the Prima Gadim, that you do need to eat a kizayis, but not in the normal amount of time. This is also rejected by the vast majority of the Acharon Mishnah Brura. There, and Simon Reish Yud rejects it, Ramosha Feinstein rejects it, and Arachaim Chelek Aleph Tshuva Ayin Vav. If you Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Tshuva Ches rejects it for a different reason and says that I don't understand what he's talking about. Even Sviya is in fact a formal Achila, and his proof is from Yom Kippur, where we say that on Yom Kippur, in order to be liable, you need to have a certain amount that would fill you up, and we give formal requirements for that. So he says it can't be. Even Sviya, even satiation, does have formal requirements, and therefore he rejects the Prima Godim. For that reason, the Tzitzeliezer and Chelek Beis, Tshuva Beis rejects it. There's a discussion of it. It's not exactly clear how he concludes in the Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalva, Tshuva Chaf Beis. But basically, the majority of the Achronim reject the Prima Godim. If you want a fuller list, you can look in Orachayim Hey in Yabi Omer, Ravad Yosef, Tshuva Yudches, where he gives you a list of all the Achronim that reject the position of the Prima Godim. And instead, they say, no, in fact, you need both. You need Achila and Sviya. You need achila and sviya. You need to eat at least a kezayit v'chei achilas pras in the normal amount of time, and you have to be full. The only thing the Mishnah Berurah raises in the Sharatzion Os Yud there in Seven Reish Yud is that he thinks that you would be obligated if you had kezayis b'chidei achilas pras, but you weren't full yet, and then 20 minutes later you were full. He doesn't think you actually need to be full in the normal amount of time. You need to eat a kezayis in the normal amount of time, and then at some point you need to get full, but they don't have to be during that normal amount of time. Even that is rejected by the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Lamed, where he says, no, he thinks even Sviya, right, we change the definition of what achila is. Namely, it's not just a kezayis, it's enough to satiate you. But we maintain the normal amount, namely, kedei achilas pras, and you actually need to be full of kedei achilas pras. Now again, most of the achronim, they don't really weigh in on the Minchas Chinuch issue, but they do think you mean both achila and sviya. Maybe within or without a kedei achilas pras. Their central proof is a tshuva of the Radbaz. I think it's Alpayim Reish Chaf Dalet. It's cited in the Ber Halacha in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, where he says that if someone's sick and therefore has a small appetite, so he's full after Kizayis, so he can be motzi others who are biblically obligated in Birkas HaMazon, even if they're full for more than a Kizayis, because he's full. But you see, he says, even when you're full, you need to have eaten at least a Kizayis, and therefore they say, you see, that you need both Achila and Svila. So again, you have four positions, you only need satiation, Chsam Sofer, Panamiras, Kines Zagdola, the position of the Prima Gadim, that you need a kezayis, but not within a kedei achilas pras, as long as you're satiated. You have the Mishnah Berurah and most of the achronim that you need achila b'chidei achilas pras and satiation. Perhaps not the satiation within the period of kedei achilas pras. And the Minchas Chinuch says even the satiation must be within the period of kedei achilas pras.